Hello, I'm Elias and this is Andras, and today I have some questions about his grandmother's biography. So the first one, when was your grandmother born, Andras?
Well, my grandmother was born on 18th of December in 1942.
Okay, and where was she born?
She was born in Čechy, which is a village near to Nové Zámky.
Okay, you said something about Don Bent. How is the Don Bent connected to your family story?
That's an interesting story because my great-grandfather, Puskás Árpád, had fought in the Second World War and also in the Don Bend. Due to that fact that he was a prisoner of war in Austria, there he had to be sentenced to death, but at the end he was released.
Okay, what about the population of the village your grandmother lived in?
Well, at that time, that village has about 1,000 inhabitants, and the population of the village was more than half Hungarian, and the other part was Slovak.
Okay, does your grandmother have any siblings?
Yes, she had one younger brother. He was 3 years younger than my grandma, and they spent a lot of time together because at that time there weren't any kindergartens in villages. So she has at home, she was at home, I'm sorry, and took care about her brother.
Okay, and what's about your grandmother's parents?
Her parents, who lived in Bardonyovo, were farmers until 1950. My great-grandmother, Pálinkás Margit, lived 80 years, and my great-grandfather lived 75 years. But he had some health problems. His leg had got frozen in the World War. The years of war, my grandma spent at home with her parents, and at this period born her brother.
Okay, why your grandmother started school so early?
She started school in very young age, because at that time it was needed to start working as soon as possible. The lower secondary school she visited in the neighboring village, which was about 3 kilometers away, she went there on foot every day.
Okay, you said something that she couldn't speak Hungarian school. Why she couldn't?
When in 1948 she started a primary school, the first 2 grades she had to study in a Slovak language because at that time the education in Hungarian language was not allowed. She could start learning in Hungarian language when she started her 3rd grade in the primary school.
Oh, that's sad that you have to use another language. How many pupils were in one class back in the time?
In her class were 15 students, and in one classroom were 5 classes, which means there were about 70 pupils. In primary school, a class had one teacher for all subjects in the first 5 grades. She had about 8 types of subjects, and all of her teachers were very, very strict.
Oh, and how many times per week your grandma went to school?
Well, at that time, the students went to school 6 times of the week, so on Saturdays too. Every day after school, she helped her family and household.
Okay, so why your grandmother thinks that the life is easier now, especially for children?
Oh, yeah. She thinks that in her childhood it was harder to be a child because at that time there was a war and the medicine wasn't as developed as it's now. She says that children nowadays are luckier because there isn't any world war, it's calm, and the medicine is also more developed than it was in her childhood.
Okay, and when your grandmother started working, and what has she been working?
She started working when she was 15. Her first job was chosen by her parents, which was in the local cooperative where she had been working for 10 years. After that, she graduated in a secondary vocational school. She became a cook.
Okay, and when she got married?
She married at age of 19 in 1961.
Okay, and how many grandchildren does she have?
Now she has 2 daughters, Ildikó and Anikó, and a son, András. All of her children graduated at university, and she also had 6 grandchildren. And I have to mention that currently she lives alone in Bordenovo because her husband in 2009 died. And I think that was our short podcast about the biography of my grandma. I want to say a big thank you to Ilias.
Also, a big thank you for you, Andras.